Good morning, Vicky.
Hey,
happy Monday.
It's the Paradox, and it's Monday already.
It's a Monday.
I slept through the entire weekend.
I did not sleep through the entire weekend, but I didn't do anything all weekend.
I swear I slept through the entire weekend.
Well, you probably needed it then.
I must have.
Because, you know, your body will make you sleep. Your body will either make you sleep or get you sick when you need to rest.
Yeah, I didn't want to get sick, so I just slept.
Welcome to It's a Paradox.
I know.
We have a guest in the studio here today. Today's show is being sponsored by Bigelow Family Home Care. We have Tammy Bacco, the owner of Bigelow Family Home Care, in the studio. Good morning.
Say hi, Tammy.
Good morning, ladies. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
As well as can be expected.
Okay, well, we are going to be hearing more from Tammy later on in the show, and she may pipe in as we're going on. What is a paradox? Shall I do it, or do you want to do it?
Yeah, you do it, because okay. You took my card.
So this is the It's a Paradox radio show. Obviously, a paradox is a pair of doctors, ha ha ha. A paradox is also a noun. It's an opinion or statement that is contrary to commonly accepted belief, and Dr. Vicky and I feel that common sense is not common practice in America, and we want to change that, and that's why we're hitting the airwaves every Monday, helping you live a healthier, better life.
And actually helping you think.
Yes.
We want people to think for themselves.
And not just take the old party. And honestly, I tell my patients, don't believe what I say. Go look it up.
Yeah. And
don't believe what anybody says.
Go look it up. With a positive slant.
Yeah. So you got a rant for us this morning?
I do.
What's your rant?
My rant is about how women complain to their friends about their husbands.
Yeah, like their friends can do anything about it, right?
Like their friends will. Okay, here's a woman. She'll go, my husband did this. Complain. And then the friend will go, oh, that's horrible. I don't like your husband. And you should do this, blah, 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 blah. Now, the first wife, who's the complainer, isn't going to do that anyway.
No, she's not going to do whatever advice her friends gives her.
No, she's going to do whatever she's going to do anyway. She's not going to leave him if he's so horrible. She's not going to teach him a lesson. She's not going to do all these things.
And don't you find that the person that she's complaining to, their advice usually has more to do with their own life?
Absolutely.
Than the person who's complaining.
Yeah. So, and in the meantime, nobody's talked to husband number one or number two. So they don't know anything.
Their husband has no idea there's anything wrong.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we had a little tiff. Oh, well, it's over. I'm happy now. She made me breakfast. We're good. And wife is over here going, do you know what he did 2 months ago?
Yeah.
that's my rant. I actually had that happen in the context of my business where a friend referred a client and the client is a man and he's seeing me for sales and marketing, you know, like motivation for sales and marketing.
Right.
So I get the call from the friend who referred them saying, you have to help. They had a fight and he called her stupid. And then I said, you know, I can't even discuss whether he's my client or not.
Right.
And
confidentiality issues.
Yeah. I you've put me in a really, she goes, well, I told her to call you. So then wife who has had a fight with my client calls and wants me to install a suggestion.
You're kidding.
No.
That would be like calling their therapist and saying, here, this is what I want you to talk about.
I know.
So Jack Canfield actually talks about this in his book, The Success Principles. I don't know what other books he may talk about it in, but The Success Principles is where I read it. He talks about how when you complain about something, it means that you have an idea in your head that something could be better, whatever it is. So complaining is really just your way of mentally thinking there's a better option out there. And rather than doing anything about it, you're just thinking about the possibility that there's a better option, but you're not actually changing anything. And so his point is, if you complain about something, you visualize or believe that there's a better option, just go for the better option. Which I think the point you're making is just talk to your stupid husband. Well, not your stupid. You know what I mean?
In this case,
sorry.
Yeah.
In this case, talk to your husband. Maybe they were stupid or not. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk to your husband.
Yeah.
Because your husband's the only person who can fix it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And talk to him in a leveling manner. So, here's what I had to do in that, because here I have friends who have referred clients and a wife whose husband is working thing. And in no way do I want to damage any of those relationships.
Right.
So I have
to spend. You have a very thin line, but confidentiality that you have to
go with. Right. I have to spend 45 minutes on the phone with my friend telling her that couples have arguments all the time, and her only position in this when she listens to her friend complain is to say, well, friend, what do you think you need to do about this?
Right.
And then shut up. But I have to spend 45 minutes mellowing her out. And then the wife of the client calls, and I don't want to affect their relationship in any way, because I'm not even seeing him for that.
Right. You're seeing him for something totally different. Yeah. It would be inappropriate for you to even bring it up.
Exactly. And I don't want to cause any strife in their relationship. So I'm having to calm her down, saying, well, wife, this is just a normal husband and wife thing. And now all you need to do is talk to your husband. And I'm like, I spent an hour and a half on that.
Okay, so I'm just going to say, stay out of other people's business.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stay out of other people's business.
Yeah.
That's a good rant. Luckily, I don't ever have wives call me and say, so-and-so, blah, 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 with your patient.
I really think this is a first in my whole 12 years of doing hypnosis and hypnotherapy.
I did have a patient meet me at the office yesterday for an emergency. It was funny because he said he wanted his wife to come with him. And she said, no. And he says, why not? She says, she's just going to kick your ASS anyway. I don't want to be there for that. I thought that was funny. I like her already. I haven't even met her and I like her.
That's good.
Yeah.
She's a smart woman.
Yes, absolutely.
She actually put her husband's health care back on his own shoulders.
Absolutely.
She did. I like that.
So you ready for the weird medical story of the week?
Sure.
All right. This is out of Britain. It's a couple years old, 2008. An eminent British neurosurgeon has been performing complex brain operations using a 30-pound, that's about $60, do-it-yourself cordless power drill at a clinic in the Ukraine.
Ew.
So he's performing neurosurgery with like a Makita drill.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I don't know if it was Makita, but that's the only brand I can come up with.
Well, that's our favorite brand at
Henry
home.
Marsh, a senior consultant at St. George's Hospital in Tooting, South London, has used the Bosch 9.6-volt battery-operated hand tool to open up the skulls of his patients to remove the life-threatening tumors. Occasionally, the battery has gone flat halfway through. The operation is performed with the patients fully awake, a technique that fell out of use in Britain 50 years ago. Marsh says that the Ukrainians could withstand such a practice because they were very tough. The 58-year-old consultant travels to the Ukraine twice a year to perform free operations at a clinic run by a fellow surgeon. The handyman drill was used because the local doctors could not afford state-of-the-art equipment.
I was just going to say, that's how he can afford to do it for free.
Right, exactly. Now, when he's with the National Health Service, he does use a 30,000-pound, which is about $60,000, compressed air medical drill. But he says the Bosch is in his end of – is it Bosch or Bosch?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, the Bosch – hopefully some guy, 661-266-4420, will call and correct me. The Bosch is an effective
hopefully
stand-in.
Hopefully not one doing brain
There's
surgery
not a huge
it.
Difference, he said. The drill is a solution. It's just an ordinary drill, which he uses with the standard medical drill bits. I've used the Bosch drill myself when I've been operating. It's exactly the same drill that you would have in your garden shed. He bought it at a do-it-yourself shop. So he's performing brain surgery with a, battery-operated hand drill.
Yeah.
How's that for amazing medical practices?
Scary.
It is scary. I don't know what's scarier.
I guess we have Julie on the line already. Are we ready to talk with her?
Absolutely.
Hello there.
Hey, hi. Julie. So let me introduce you. This is Julie Neese.
Hi, Julie.
Nice. Hi. Yes.
No, oh, Julie Nice. Really? I thought it was the other way.
No.
Well, good. I'm glad you corrected me. And you're always nice, so that fits. I can remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Julie has written another book. This is not her first, but 4 Weeks to a Happier Relationship. And that's our topic today.
Julie, we haven't really mentioned the topic. So let's go into that. Today we're going to be talking about getting your relationships in sync. And we really appreciate you coming on the air as our expert. That's awesome.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So, Vicki.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
Let's get started. Well, Julie and I talked a little bit about what I love about this book. And there are there's a segment, or maybe two segments you'd call it, that are the 6 things men need to know about women and the 6 things that women need to know about men that I just find amazing. Oh, Julie's going, get me a copy of my book.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. If anybody quotes me, I got to make sure I got it in front of me.
That's hysterical. Well, I have your book in front of you.
I'll tell you.
In front of me?
Yeah, since you're looking for a book and Andrea hasn't read it yet, I will tell you the funniest thing that happened when I brought it home.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
Because I just thought they were great things that couples should share.
Right.
And so I had Jim sitting on the couch, and Jim's going to love this. He's probably listening. But I said, you got to hear this. And I started reading them to him, which Jim is not good at processing that way anyway. But he was following, and I think I got to number 5 of what men need to know about women, and I happened to look over and notice that he was sound asleep on the couch. So I threw your book at him.
Oh, I'm so glad it's good for something.
I threw it at him and
woke
him up.
Even if it's a projectile.
Well, I have to tell you, Julie, I'm looking at the six things women should know about making men happy. And number one, the right motivation. The great negative motivators of men are criticism, complaining, nagging, bitching, indifference.
Absolutely.
I get that.
Absolutely.
So you want to do the opposite of those, right?
Well, exactly right. The problem is that for some strange reason beyond me, most women feel like if they just nag a little bit more, bitch a little bit more, talk about it, throw it up in his face a little bit more, somehow that's going to get him to do it. And it won't. It actually has exactly the opposite effect. The only thing that will work and work brilliantly to motivate men is to give them what they need most from us, which is praise, acknowledgement, and appreciation. If you want, you know, if you want to see a behavior repeated, the best thing you can do is reward it.
Yeah.
I have a patient. She's been married, I don't know, 25, 29 years, something like that. And we were just talking generalities one day. And she said, you know, I said, what's the secret to 29 years or whatever? She says, you have to treat your husband like he's a rock star.
Yeah,
and
works for me.
Oh, what an interesting perspective.
That's a smart lady. And I can tell you from that comment, she probably has a great relationship.
Yeah, they do have a great relationship.
I think I'm like halfway there. I think I'm really good at telling Jim what he's good at, but I still do the nagging and bitching sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, it probably leaks out from all of us from time to time, but we just have to recognize it doesn't work. I'm all about doing what works, you know? Psychobabble aside, having a good, happy, strong, stable marriage is very important, not to mention it's very fulfilling and wonderful and fun and exciting, and I would just like to have more people be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I think the divorce rate is up over 50% now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting because I was reading a book that was saying the chances of any two people coming together and being compatible on all of these issues that you have to work a marriage on is slim to none when you think of, you know, cultural norms and societal expectations and how different families were raised. And, you know, it's difficult to get together on most of them. And yet, so many people jump out of one relationship saying it's not working and then jump to another one. Well, wherever you go, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, there are reasons, as long as there's honesty and commitment within the relationship, there are reasons to continue working on it. I mean, if you're in an abusive or lying relationship, you obviously don't want to stay there. But I think too many people throw in the towel too soon.
They absolutely do. And, you know, it used to be that in simpler times, you know, marriages didn't seem to be so tough. But with all these choices nowadays, it gets to be a little bit hard to focus, I think, for a lot of people. And although honesty and commitment are certainly two very important traits in a good marriage, I would actually say that the most important, I think, are maturity and...
Okay, Julie, I know that you're just about to start on a great segment.
We have to go to a break
and run our commercials. And then we're going to come back.
So hold that thought. We're going to put you on hold, and then hold that thought, and we'll let you finish when we come back, okay?
You got it.
Okie doke. See you in a bit.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
Are you starting to worry how safe your elderly parent or parents are living alone in their home? Well, it's a scary situation, but one that you can get assistance with. Hi, my name is Tammy Bacco, owner of Bigelow Family Home Care located in the Antelope Valley. At Bigelow Family Home Care, we bring peace of mind to your life with our well-trained and thoroughly screened caregivers and certified nursing assistants. If this sounds like what you're looking for, please call me at 661-600-3435. Again, that number is 661-600-3435.
Have you been in a fender bender? Did it dent your bumper? Any accident that hurts your car hurts your spine, and you should get your spine checked before you get your car checked. If you have headaches, neck pain, or back pain after a minor fender bender, come see me. I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I've helped thousands of people heal fast after minor accidents. Call me at 945-4441 to get your spine checked. Your spine and your body are more important than your car. Relief is just a call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
Okay, we're back.
I think I just ate my microphone. Ouch. Hey,
you did. You bumped your lip. Got a fat lip.
Julia, are you back with us?
I am.
Okay, so you were to talk about maturity in relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think before we did that, you made a good point during the break where we want to give equal time here to the guys.
Oh, you
and
could
give
hear
us. Oh, we didn't know you could hear us.
Oh, yeah. And okay. give them something interesting to chew on as well. So we talked about informing women that the nagging, bitching, complaining, criticizing, and such is just a real downer to guys, and it truly is. It just drains their motivation and their energy level to do things that we want them to do. So what's one thing that we could suggest to men that might be helpful to understanding women? Because I've yet to meet the guy that really thinks he understands women.
I don't think women understand women, so how can a man understand a woman?
Well, that's exactly right. Well, the truth of the matter is it's not all that hard to figure out if you know a few of the basics. But what I'm continually amazed at is how many people don't know some of those basics. And it's unfortunate because if I were Empress of the World, nobody would get out of high school before knowing some of this stuff.
Don't you love doing that? If I were in charge.
Yeah, if I were Empress of the World, that just would happen. So in looking over, Vicki, some of the things, because I've long since lost my sense of what's, you know, like interesting tidbits, but things that men should know about making women happy, I think probably the one that stands out for me is number one.
Which is?
The way to a woman's heart is through
a
man's
ears.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
yeah, I'm gonna interject because I actually reread that this morning. And is it through her ears or through his ears?
Actually, that's a misprint. It should be through his ears.
I thought so.
Yes. Talk to me about how I don't like my publisher. Never mind. So moving right along,
because he doesn't listen.
It is through his ears. The thing is that women like to be heard, and of course, God's divine sense of humor, as Scott would say, that's our trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, women love to talk and men don't like to listen.
That's true.
But guys, wherever the guys are that are listening to this and might want to think about improving their relationship that way, it is not necessary that you listen to absolutely every word that comes out of your woman's mouth. That would be, like, probably the worst. I'd rather have a root canal. But for the part that you actually are going to be committed to listening to, listen actively, listen sincerely, listen genuinely.
And don't try to fix it.
Right. Well, that's just what I was going to say. Is the one trap that a lot of guys fall into is they try and fix it. Now, even I, your humble authoress, my husband is wonderful. He's the best guy in the world. I love him dearly. And, you know, I'm technically pretty good at this stuff. But I promise you, even I go home and occasionally have to say, sweetheart, I don't need you to fix it. I just want you to listen. So even when you're really good at communicating in a marriage, you know, this is just the natural default position of men, and it's a beautiful thing to want to fix things, want to provide, want to take care of. But the issue is, guys, sometimes we just want to vent.
Yeah.
We really do. We just, you know, we want to get it off our chest. And if you stop and think about it a minute, that's okay. You know, there's not necessarily a requirement for you to dive in and fix it. And a really good idea would be, if you're in doubt, ask.
That's good. I was just going to say, how does a man know
whether he
has to take action on something?
I will.
It is going to be not within his awareness to discover that.
I will say my husband has gotten very good in the last few years at when I'm just blabbing, and he'll say, are you just wanting me to listen right now, or do you want some advice?
Right, exactly. And that's a smart husband.
I'll say, I just want you to listen right now. And he'll say, okay. And he'll cross his arms, he'll lean up against the counter, and he'll just shut up, you know.
There you go.
So he's definitely learned that lesson, which has been fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah, and it really does matter to women, because when we words mean a lot to us, guys, and when you're connecting with us by listening to our words, we feel heard, and this will translate directly to your sex life. Just watch. When we feel heard, we feel emotionally close to you. When we feel emotionally close to you, we're a lot more interested in being physical with you. When we're a lot more interested in being physical with you, your sex life improves, okay?
Yeah.
So there's the breadcrumb trail.
So men, if you want your sex life to improve, listen to your wife.
There you go.
See, how cool is that? We brought up sex in our show again.
Pretend to listen to your wife.
That's right. That's right.
No, the pretending doesn't work.
No, I know.
Actively listening. Yeah, yeah.
It was maybe a bad joke, but it was a joke.
I just want to make sure that everybody got that. Don't pretend to listen. Really listen.
So, Julie, let's talk a little bit now about the maturity issue.
Right. Okay. Maturity, as we have stolen the definition from a good friend of ours, is the ability to manage frustration and frustrated desires or lack of getting what you want on your own and hopefully in a healthy, productive way. So what happens is people are getting into marriages without that ability or skill, that maturity. So what you end up with is two people on very individual agendas, being their own person, doing their own thing, and neither one of them are paying hardly any attention at all to the other one in terms of their needs and wishes and feelings and emotional safety.
And kind of expecting the other one to pull up where they're short in their frustrated desires.
Right, right. So it goes all the way back to when you're 2 years old having a temper tantrum in the middle of Kmart. Somebody at that point should have said, you know, knock it off, get over it, and let's move on. And then you just sort of have to figure out how to deal with being frustrated, your own little self, instead of someone catering to you or giving you a lot of poor babies, like, oh, poor baby. And
don't even get me started on that topic.
Right. So what happens in this day and time, sadly, and has been happening for a while, is people are catered to. People are coddled. People are, you know, everybody's special. It's okay to have all your feelings and all this kind of, excuse me, crap. I don't know if you can say that on radio. And it ends up that people have a sense of entitlement. Well, I feel this way, therefore I should be able to act the other way.
Was it Bill Gates who gave that college graduation speech where he basically said, you know, the real world doesn't care?
Yeah.
And I think everybody in America should listen to that speech, because it's exactly what you're saying. I mean, from the moment they're born, people are given this, oh, it's okay that you didn't do well on such and such a test. You know, it's craziness.
Let's give you ice cream and make you fat and make you feel better.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Exactly.
And it's craziness, because everybody is entering relationships with this sense of, well, I'm perfect, and you have to cater to me, and it's not anyone's responsibility to cater to you. It's your responsibility to get your own S-H-I-T done.
Well, and not only that, but if you're in a marriage, it is also overwhelmingly and profoundly your responsibility to make your partner feel loved and do everything within your power to make that a successful relationship and not just sit back and go, okay, what are you doing for me?
Right. And I have been guilty of that in the past, by the way. I've gotten better, but in the past, I was guilty of sitting back and saying, well, he's not doing this. Why should I do this?
Now, you want to know something really that I think is terribly sad? Is that women don't get something that is just as plain as the nose on your face when you understand it and can see it and it's in your awareness. If a woman is lucky enough to be married to a man as opposed to a little boy, now little boys can be of any age, you know.
Right.
But
right.
This notion of being a man, accepting the responsibilities of manhood and acting like a man, comporting yourself like a man, if you're lucky to be married to one of those, then you are married to a human being who literally spends most of his waking hours trying to figure out how to make you happy.
Aww.
Now, there's a fundamental and a huge cavernous difference between men and women in that men, and little boys are not in this category specifically, but men spend the most, if you ask a man, this is one of my favorite questions to ask in my counseling sessions, what is the most important thing to your partner? And virtually 100% of the time, I'll have a man and a woman sitting on my couch looking at each other like deer in the headlights. I don't know, and the woman usually says something like, sex. And I'm like, no. And the guys almost always say, well, I don't really know because I don't understand women. I'm like, yeah, I know. But the fact of the matter is, I've had couples who've been married to each other, you know, 25 years, have made babies together. They've had all these experiences together. They've been together for forever. And the woman cannot answer the question, what is most important to your husband? The answer is her happiness. Every time.
So hard.
Every single time. And he, once I tell her what it is, he's like, yeah. Yeah, that's so right. And she's like, huh? So what happens is men are by nature other-centered. Women by nature are self-centered.
Oh, I got to tell my husband it's my nature.
And self-sorted. Yes, but your job is to mature out of that.
Of course. And I hear you 100%, and he would agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here you have this wonderful human being that loves you down to your toenails, will likely love you until he draws his last breath, regardless of what happens in your relationship. And women are running around going, why can't I have more? Why doesn't he do this? Why doesn't he do that?
So why do women...
They couldn't compare to the average amount of time a man spends thinking about them. They can't, in the reverse, even come close to that.
So, Julie, why do women do that? Why as a sex, are we so... I don't want to say unhappy, but why do we always feel like there's this more?
Well, there could be a lot of reasons for that. Number one is I think God just made us that way.
Uh-huh.
Because I think in the chafing and graining of marriage, which is the you know, marriage exists, I think, as the final maturation tool where you're supposed to mature into being a full, complete human being. And being a full, complete human being really never has yourself as the primary focus. It has to be about others.
Okay.
And so in this process of maturing, men, it's like a constant test. Women are always testing men, whether they realize it or not, and most of the time they don't. So the poor guys out there are going, God, she keeps, you know, nagging at me. She keeps asking me this. She keeps beating on me for that. Well, it's all a giant test to see, ultimately, is he safe? Is he dependable? Can he be the rock? Can he be the stability so that we can really connect? Now, he doesn't see it that way. He just sees it as a crazy series of tests.
Right.
But we're designed that way so that ultimately we can submit into being other-centered and in a intra-dependent relationship with men.
Yeah, intradependent.
Intradependent.
Yeah.
Right. Because most people, when they start off married, they're like two independent people running around like knuckleheads.
Right.
Okay, we need to take another break. I'm so sorry because this is so interesting.
Right. Well, Julie, we've got about 30 seconds, but wrap up this one thought, and then we'll bring you on just for another couple minutes to wrap up and, you know, have people figure out how to get your book and all that stuff when we get back. So wrap up that thought for us.
Interdependent versus dependent versus independent.
Right. When you enter a marriage, just really quickly, you start off usually as pretty independent. The idea is to become intradependent, where you have your own hobbies, your own interests, some of your own friends, your own this and your own that. But there's a blending of the two, and you start to depend or become intradependent on each other. That's the beautiful thing.
And I think those definitions we can go ahead and get up on our website so people can get access to them later.
You bet.
Okay, so we're going to go on a break. Today's show is being brought to you by Bigelow Family Home Care, where your peace of mind is their priority, and we will see you in just a little bit.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
Are you starting to worry how safe your elderly parent or parents are living alone in their home? Well, it's a scary situation, but one that you can get assistance with. Hi, my name is Tammy Bacco, owner of Bigelow Family Home Care located in the Antelope Valley. At Bigelow Family Home Care, we bring peace of mind to your life with our well-trained and thoroughly screened caregivers and certified nursing assistants. If this sounds like what you're looking for, please call me at 661-600-3435. Again, that number is 661-600-3435.
Are you stressed? Is it causing headaches, affecting your sleep, making you feel lousy? How long will you suffer before you do something different? I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I used to be stressed and have headaches too. My headaches were so bad, I'd lie in the dark and cry, begging for some relief. I learned how to get rid of my headaches and have not had one in 7 years. Call me at 945-4441 if you'd like to get rid of your headaches and stress-related aches and pains too. Relief is just a phone call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
Okay, we're back.
Are we back?
Okay, there's the number in the studio is 661-266-4420. That's 661-266-4420 if you have any questions or comments. And so
Julie, could you hear us when we're on the break?
Yes, I could.
Okay, so I want to bring this up because this was mentioned in the studio, and that you're borderline slamming women. And that's only because that's the topic we got on.
Oh, okay.
Julie's really cool about slamming whoever needs to be slammed at the moment. And
well,
equally.
What I would like to do is maybe just reframe that a little bit.
Good.
Because it's really not about slamming or criticizing or right or wrong. This is the nature of men and women. It's neither good nor bad. It just is.
It just is.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, first of all, and when people do things like the mega bitching and criticizing women doing that to men that just so totally throws them off kilter, they're not generally doing it as much on purpose as just they don't know what else to do, which is my big argument. Most people simply don't know how to do things differently. If they did, they would do them.
True.
So it's not about, you know, being wrong. You can only do what you know how to do, and it's just that simple. But I'm not male bashing, I'm not female bashing. I'm just noticing the patterns and the differences between men and women and wanting people to notice them with me, because the more you know, it's like I tell my clients, the more you know, the better you do.
That's why when I originally said I wanted to split the time and say, let's do one about men and then one about women, because otherwise it does come off across like that, like you're picking on one or the other.
Right.
But when we're talking, it's about real relationships. It's about real patterns that couples often get stuck in.
Yes.
And they're natural patterns.
They are.
They're natural patterns of the way people are.
And the bigger picture is it's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
People are supposed to argue and fuss and figure these things out and get to a better place. It's supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's how you grow. I mean, every conflict makes you a better person.
It makes men better, stronger men, and it makes women better, stronger women.
Okay, right. So now I'm getting the signal that we're running out of time. So, Julie, your book, 4 Weeks to a Happier Relationship, and there's a workbook that goes with that.
How can people get that?
There is. The workbook that goes with it is some of the actual homework assignments I actually give my real clients. You can get the book by going to www.relationshipanswer.com.
Relationshipanswer.com?
Relationshipanswer.com.
I like that.
And the website will have all the ways to order the book, and I have a parenting guide and a bunch of other stuff they could fiddle around with and learn more about me if they choose to.
I love the parenting guide, too.
Well, Julie, we appreciate you coming on with us today. Thank you so much for your time.
It is my pleasure. Thank you, gals, for having me. It's been great fun.
And I hope you have an absolutely fantastic week.
And you the same.
Okay, thanks.
See you, Julie.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Very interesting perspective from a marriage counselor. I could not be a marriage counselor.
I don't think I could either.
Because I would just have to smack people upside the head and say, stop it. I would just smack people upside the head and say, you're being an idiot.
Slap,
and of course, okay. Then, you know, I would see my own self mirrored in what they do, because none of us is perfect.
So now we have one more guest in our studio. We've invited Tammy Bacco in.
And Tammy is the owner of Bigelow Family Home Care. She's sponsoring today's show. And they are absolutely committed to having you have peace of mind when you have to have a situation where you need home care. So, Tammy, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So I have a question for you, and I've never really understood the difference. Thank goodness, probably because I've never needed it. But what is the difference between home health care and home care? And then which one are you?
I am home care.
Okay.
Home health care is the medical care where they have registered nurses, licensed vocational nurses, and it's covered under Medicare.
But don't you also have nurses that work for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're not required, and we don't have it. Now, I am going to be bringing in a registered nurse probably the beginning of next year, but as an option, as like a care manager for each case, but she won't be visiting clients.
Okay, so what's home care? What do you do?
Home care is non-medical. Non-medical home care where I employ home health aides and certified nursing assistants to go in and care for elderly and the disabled with their activities of daily living. As far as small as if they, let's say, a senior can't drive anymore and they're not able to go to their doctor's appointments, get their groceries, just those things can put a big strain on families.
Absolutely, they can.
Yeah. So we'll do as little as like helping them with their doctor's appointments, getting their groceries, maybe do some meal preparation. Lots of times as seniors progress, they even forget to feed themselves, or it becomes very unsafe for them.
Yeah. That's so in my scope of reality right now, because my mom lives in Texas, and I sure wish you had this business going on there, because that's what I had to
really
go
scary.
And I had to help her. And of course, they didn't want someone coming in. Mm-hmm. However, I had to find someone that just come in and check on them once or twice a week.
So, what kinds of ailments or diseases or whatever do you help people with?
Well, we actually have an array. We really do help with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, cancer, stroke, all types of diseases and diagnosis and disabilities as well.
Now, can you guys help with meds and that kind of thing?
We can do medication reminders.
Okay.
Meaning like we make sure that they get their meds, but we're not able to actually administer them.
Okay.
Legally.
Got it. And yeah, I mean, you've mentioned diseases that tend to be for the elderly. Is your agency, do you work with just the elderly, or can you work with anybody?
We absolutely can work with anyone. We are actually specializing, and actually I'm starting to put together a specialized team that will just work with the mentally and physically impaired children, infants, and all the way through.
Okay.
We also do multiple sclerosis.
Didn't I hear you talk about just like helping new mommy care?
Yes, new mom care too. Thank you. Yes, we do new mom care.
What a fantastic idea.
It really is.
Especially like after a C-section or something.
Or anything.
When you've got no one to help you around the house.
Yeah, because your husband's working full time. You have these, lots of times mothers come home and they have their small children still that they need to care for. And maybe they had some difficulties. They're bedridden. They come home with twins like I did, which is, whoa. Even if you come home healthy, it's crazy and hard.
Sure.
So, yeah, we have a caregiver that can assist you with as little as – we do have a four-hour minimum per day. So you can do as little as 4 hours or up to and through 24 hours, live-ins as well.
Very cool.
Yeah, it really is.
Sometimes moms would love that just to have time to do their laundry.
Or sleep.
Seriously.
Or
yeah.
Sleep or breathe or eat.
Sleep. Come in and watch me sleep and take care,
Yeah.
So tell us about your five-star Sterling service.
Okay, that's
what
another.
What is that?
That is another service we specialize in. It's a post-op care for any type of operation, but especially like plastic surgery. Lots of times a women's work will come in from out of state or out of the area to get work done from a doctor they've heard about that specializes in whatever type of treatment they're looking to get. And they're maybe staying at a hotel in the area, or just maybe they're going home and again their husband's working and they need some care. We will pick them up and a chauffeur drove a limousine with a caregiver.
Nice.
I know. The caregiver is there picking them up, and they'll, depending on what meds they're on, you know, we'll do like maybe some strawberries or just a little snack, just real light, go to their hotel with them and stay with them the entire time while they heal. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic
cool.
idea.
I want that. I don't have to have surgery to get it.
No, you don't. You don't. We just want to hire Tammy to do, go on our vacation.
I just want the strawberries delivered and put my feet up. And
yeah, we do that too.
How,
foot
I
massages.
Mean, how far south? What I know that you're a local agency. How far south do you go? What's your care range?
We right now are moving into Santa Clarita Valley as well as San Fernando Valley. And I'm going to say within 60 days, I am moving and extending, growing my business into the Orange County area as well.
Nice.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have certified nursing assistants.
How are they screened and trained?
Yeah.
Like, how do you
pick
them?
How do you train them?
Well, I'm very involved in that process. I don't let a staff member go to do the one-on-one interview. I do the one-on-one interview. I take it very, very seriously. My staff is my blood. They're, you know what I mean? They can make me or break me, and I realize that, and I realize the families put a lot of trust in them. I take it very seriously. We do a criminal background check from the Department of Justice, as well as drug testing at the time of hire, as well as periodic drug testing.
Well, I'm going to ask like a personal question.
Okay.
How did you get this idea or become this business? How did you do this?
I wish I could take credit for it. This was my entire idea because I would be like crazy. I'd be in some kind of like Tahiti or something right now because it's a fabulous business. I actually fell into it. I didn't even realize it's anything I wanted to do. I was actually doing an office job that I hated. A bunch of credit to, that's why I hire an accountant. I have a bookkeeper because I just don't do any of that. And I started working in a retirement community, working with the elderly as an activities director, which I loved. It was just working with seniors and doing their social calendars and stuff. It was awesome. The pay wasn't real great, but I saw an opportunity that I loved. And I looked into it more, got into the marketing side of it, went into hospice for a while, which is end-of-life care, which we also partner with and work with as well. And then went into home care, ran a branch for a larger corporation. Realized I was truly like running that company, that part of that branch. And
so you're making somebody a bunch of money.
I can do this for
working
myself.
Your buns off.
Exactly.
And help others. And I'll tell you too, on another part of that, I really, really got a taste of what we're limited to, especially with the government not covering and recognizing home care as a necessity with seniors and the disabled. I am really flexible. I do my very best to be sure that anyone that needs care gets it, whether it's from me or my agency, or I refer them to another agency or another company that might be able to help them with their situation. That is my passion.
Well, what a stressful period of time anyway in a family's life to even need home care and then to have to get a runaround. I mean, I recommended some friends to you and they were thrilled.
Thrilled with
meeting with you and the help that you were able to give them. But what a stressful period of time anyway when you have a family member who needs that kind of care.
Well, now, and I'm just thinking of the clients that I've had where someone broke a leg.
Yeah.
You know, and like
right.
couldn't do all the things that they need to do in the house. Stress.
Well, that was my
become.
Sister-in-law. She broke her leg. She had a one-year-old child.
Right.
And, you know, how do you do anything? You can't. You're on crutches. You can't cook. You can't clean. You can't do anything.
Can't go upstairs. Can't go downstairs.
Yeah.
Or give them baths. Or you don't even realize.
Yeah.
And again, like you were saying, it's such a stressful situation when you have a parent or a grandparent and that does have those kind of needs. And you're thinking to yourself, I already work 10 hours a day. I have my own family and my own stuff at my own home.
Yeah.
But you have this guilt in your head going, I should be with mom right now. I know she needs me. She just fell last week. Now I'm worried about that.
I always tell my husband that if anything happened to him, I would have to have his mother come and live with us because she could take care of him. I can't. I don't have enough time. Probably or patience to take care of that family member.
And then his mom would need care, and then what the heck do you do?
Right.
Exactly. Hire someone else. See?
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question, because I always joke when I turn 62, I'm moving there. There are several there are several retirement facilities in the area that have absolutely phenomenal,
absolutely
phenomenal facilities. Mm-hmm. If someone's in a place like that, can you help them?
Absolutely. Yes, I can. Two things with that. One, yeah, there are beautiful facilities out there.
Beautiful facilities out here, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them have fabulous care as well.
Right.
But lots of times a family would like a little bit more care because they do have like a 6-to-7-to-1 ratio as far as the their patients or residents versus the caregiver that's caring for them. So lots of times the families would like to have more of a one-on-one care, especially if they're elderly or their grandparent or parent has Alzheimer's or dementia or they're prone to falling. They like more one-on-one care. We absolutely are able to go in with the parent or the grandparent and care for them with their one-on-one care.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. What if someone needed you? Is it covered by insurance? What are the options for them getting you?
We accept veterans benefit.
Okay.
And we actually, that is one thing we also specialize in as well, is we really do the entire insurance process from start to finish for them. We fill out all the applications. We get all the paperwork done. So we do veterans benefits, long-term care insurance, workman's comp, mm-hmm. and private pay.
Okay.
And like I said, we do the billing for the insurance companies. They don't have to worry about any of that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, insurance is a major hassle anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Much less if you don't know anything about the industry.
Right.
So, any other questions, Dr. Vicky?
No, I just love it. I wish there was one by my mom.
I know. I'm just so grateful that we don't have that need. But I'm telling you, if anyone in my house gets injured, we're calling you.
Yeah. And Dr. Vicky, there's definitely agencies in Texas. I can help you with that, but I mean, I'm not out there. My mm-hmm. agency is not out there, but they're definitely out there.
We found someone through her doctor to go in once a week. Mm-hmm. So we're on the road too. My mom has been diagnosed with dementia, and her husband is 12 years older than her. So physically, I don't know that he's capable of taking care of her, but together they're still functioning and taking their medication and eating 3 meals a day and kind of getting through. So we're okay for this moment.
When my Omi and Opa were still alive, my Opa died first. And my Omi had spent so many years taking care of him that when he finally died, we didn't realize that she had dementia because she'd been so busy taking care of him that she hid it very well. But as soon as he was gone, it was like her health declined so quickly that she had to literally be moved out of her home and into a facility within months. But it's just those kinds of situations where when you have one of the partners
die,
the two of them together are doing okay. And I would just recommend anyone out there who has a parent die, have someone checking in on the other parent because you just don't know.
I mean,
how
relatively,
they're doing.
The cost of having that, and we're not going to talk about Tammy's prices. That no. You need to call her and talk.
And
to
it's
her.
All and it's all
but
individual.
The cost
anyway.
Of doing yeah. that is so minute
compared to
them being alone all the time.
Yeah.
Especially if they are far away.
And we do couples as well.
Okay.
And we do all of that. And again, our main focus is keeping your family at home.
Right.
Not to knock the retirement care facilities, because again, there's so many that are awesome. But if you were to ask any mom or dad or grandparent, like, do you want to stay here at home and have care come in?
They want to stay at home.
They absolutely want to. Or you want to go? They absolutely want to stay at home. They, of course, would tell you, like you were saying too. Vic, is their answer is neither. We don't want care in, and
right.
we
yeah.
don't want
yeah.
to move
yeah.
out. You know, they're like they've got.
I think
everything.
They were afraid that someone was going to come in and pull them apart or restructure.
It's very, very typical. That resistance is very typical, and you would be amazed, though. And I tell all my families this. You would be amazed at how quickly they acclimate with the caregivers, treat them like family. They
yeah.
almost feel like they're caring for the caregiver as far as like giving them a job and helping them to learn about the industry. And they, you know, they talk about what their goals are, if they want to be a nurse. And they quickly get very close and form a strong relationship. It's great.
I would also have to think, though, I mean, just as a mom, I know how busy I am taking care of everybody else. And when I'm angry with my kids, sometimes I'll say, what did you do for me today? But I would also think at the end of your life, or when you're older and you have been taking care of everybody else for so many years, there has to be that just relief and sense of someone's taking care of me now. And I would think that would be a phenomenal feeling.
What, once they accept it, it is.
Yeah.
Once they get over that, like I said, it's a process of not feeling as though their independence is being taken.
Right.
Their dignity is being compromised. They, you know, they don't need a babysitter. It's a very delicate situation. It's very gray at first. They may really feel in their heart it's needed, but they just don't want to admit it.
They don't want to lose that control.
They don't want to lose their...
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, yeah. Once they get it and relax and know that we're not there to, like, take anything away from them and respect their... everything about them, their dignity and their respect and all that, then they do let their guard down. And it really is an awesome process to watch. I've had so many families come to me and just... which it should go to the caregiver, but just tell me how grateful they are, how thankful they are, and how secure now they can actually wake up and feel okay, go throughout their day,
know
that
mind.
Mom and dad are okay. Exactly. Know that they aren't going to be falling in there by themselves for God knows how long until someone gets to them.
Until someone can get them.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in finding out about home care, how can they reach you?
My website is in construction, but it is www.bigelowfamilyhomecare.com or www.bfhc.com. It's a little easier. Or please call my office at 661-360-8845, and we would be happy to assist you. We also do complimentary in-home assessment. So there is no obligation. We would just come in, talk to you a little bit about your situation, you know, check out what's going on in the dynamics of the family and give you our suggestions.
And excellent. Again, I'm just blown away. It's not just elderly care. It's new moms coming home from the hospital. It's a young person who's been injured, you know, broke something and needs help around the house. I'm just blown away at the scope of the scope of people that you can help. I think that's absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you. Or the disabilities of children as well, whether it's mental or physical, and they're not able to go to school or special needs, things like that. We do that as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming in with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled to be involved today.
Did you relax?
I did get better. I didn't even,
Did you forget you were on the radio?
At first I did.
And all those people are looking at you?
I know. My daughter
millions
says
of people
to me,
staring through the window.
I know. My daughter says to me, isn't it radio? I said, yeah, with a million people listening.
Yeah.
1,500 of them in India.
I still know what's really going on just because I don't see them.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. So we need to wrap up the Relationships in Sync show.
This was a good show, by the way.
I think they're all good, but I'm biased.
Me too. This one felt like educational.
Ernie,
to me.
Was it good?
Ernie's nodding his head yes.
We're getting a nod.
So, we need to wrap up. Do we have at least 7 seconds left?
No, we have a minute and 15 seconds left.
Oh, well, I'll be darned. So, we've decided to add a new segment to our show called It's All About Sex, Baby. We didn't have time to do it today. We thought it would be a natural ease into from relationships.
Well, Vicky, Julie did talk about sex today. She talked about how men, if you want to get more sex, make sure your women know
you're
that you're listening to.
Yeah.
And they will make time for that.
Yes.
So that's one
what
way
if women
to
want to get more sex?
I have to tell you. Well, I guess we'll do a different show. It was about a book I was reading. So I guess we're wrapping up. Next week, what are we talking about, Vicky? Next week, we are doing Managing Money. I'm hoping to have a special guest for that one. And the week after that, we're talking about the drugging of America.
Ah.
Woohoo!
Managing money.
So thank you for joining us on It's a Paradox. We will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Have a fantastic week.
Bye.
The following is a sponsored program. Hydesa Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in the previous program.